When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our smoky edition of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days for Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, and check out all the great, the wonderful stories and videos and funny stuff and photos, great stuff about animals. Every once in a while, there's a week like this week, and there's some very, very sad news to get to, which we will as we continue here. And still have some good news about Facebook. there's some great things out. You'll have to scroll down because I posted this, I don't know, last week or something. But if you didn't see the golden retriever sneaking into the neighbor's swimming pool, it's gone totally viral. Excuse me. And now it's like headlines all over the place. I mean, this golden retriever has stolen the hearts of everybody. Watching him sneak into the, he climbs over a fence to sneak into the neighbor's swimming pool, and it's pretty, and then the owner can't get him out. You know, he goes to reach for him and he jumps back, you know, he dives back in. And anyway, it's very, very cute. This sneaky golden is now gone viral, so you might want to check that out. Anyway, let's see, it is the third Sunday of the month, and that means well, to me, it means Natasha Sunday, but it basically is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your animals or human loved ones or anyone on the other side. Communication, feng shui, personal awareness coaching, psychic stuff, all of that. She covers all those bases. That would be Natasha Venter is here. Let's bring everybody to the party here before we officially start the show. So, wonderfully keeping us on the air as always, our production engineer Nathan Miller is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. Happy Sunday.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Zooming in is Natasha Venter, from Sketch Valley. Good morning, Natasha.
Good morning. Good morning.
And I guess before we get started, I mean, the big thing, well, the first thing is, often on the third Sunday, we're all in the studio, and that's the way we prefer it to be. And I was planning on that, and Stacy was planning on coming in. We weren't sure about Natasha last week, but then the week happened, and I suppose it was midweek or on, Stacy alerted me to the big 405 closure. And I guess we should mention that for any of you that, I don't know, have been under a rock or something and don't know, but Nathan, it's what, southbound 405?
South and northbound. So both directions.
And south and north and south, because it's both directions of 405. From
completely
like
closed.
Coal Creek down to like Sunset or something.
Yeah,
I think,
the 900.
So which definitely interfered. So Nathan can't go home. Okay.
Nope. I'm stuck here.
Yeah, he's stuck there. He can't go home because his road is blocked. I have to say that as soon as Stacy let me know about the closure, and then she said, of course, that majorly would mess her up getting in here and going home and all of that. And so we decided that she didn't need to do all of that, that she could take Sunday off. So Stacy's not joining us, although I have a follow-up from Stacy about Dr. Nell's working his magic on Tank Frenchie last week. So I'll tell you about that. And but golly, the closure, you know, you really want to avoid the area because there's a detour. You have to leave 405. And I had a counseling session in Seattle yesterday, and it was on like Capitol Hill downtown area. And so I didn't have to go down, you know, through the closure part of 405. And all morning long, it was looking like a pretty good trip. But by the time I got on the road, traffic was just a mess. But it didn't have as much to do with the 405 closure down south, Nathan and Natasha. There was a big accident on 405 south in Kirkland, and like three lanes were closed. Wow. So like for me, there was no getting there, and the normal route would be highways up here to 405 and then down to 520 and over. Well, I couldn't get there. So I actually, to get to downtown area, I had to go all the way up north. I had to go all the way up to Linwood and then come down the other side, I-5. And, you know, I didn't make it on time, but I did get there, and we had a great session with a corgi yesterday. So it was fun. And by the time we were done the evening, traffic was fine, and it was a normal drive home. But I would strongly suggest that y'all avoid driving around out there if you don't need to. And man, we have a major air quality warning going on, because my gosh, I don't know if you've seen, you know, the maps. Not everybody has, because, you know, even you, Nathan, didn't you say, wasn't it all coming from Canada, the smoke? But a lot of it is coming from Eastern Washington. And Spokane last night, I heard they had the worst air quality in the country. And there have been major evacuations. There's a whole town that's in danger of burning. And one of the fires has burned 185 structures already. And anyway, so there are lots of fires around. And with the air currents the way they are, the smoke has come in. And now, in my area, if I didn't know it was smoky, I wouldn't know that right away. You can't actually smell the smoke in my area. And yeah, the sky's a little hazy, but I have so many trees that, you know, my sky is similar to yours, Nathan, down there. But they say it's really very poor quality, and they're recommending that you not be outside unless you have to.
That's a little bit interesting. I'm looking at the air quality map right now. And
yeah, what do you feel? What is it
on
saying
my phone,
right now?
In the Bellevue area, it says 46, which is about three quarters of the way through the green before it gets to yellow. And then in areas like Renton, that's just barely entering the yellow at 67. And the further southeast you get towards Mount Rainier, the worse it gets. But other than that, around the Puget Sound and like the foothills and stuff like that, you're looking at about maybe 60 for your air quality index
Robbie wants to know what the air quality is in my neighborhood. Can you tell?
Let me pull that up real quick.
Because what I was going to say, you know, when the air quality is bad, it's bad for our animals, too. Mm-hmm. And you need to keep that in mind. So ordinarily, while I'm doing the show here from home, Robbie's outside. Because otherwise he likes to be right on top of me, and he would prefer I talk to him than you. So I've had to explain to him that it's smoky and he has to stay inside. So he's a little bummed out right now.
But I do know as the day goes on, it can get worse because overnight cooling causes it to kind of settle down all the stuff in the air. So as we get into the afternoon, it could very likely increase. But at the time we're speaking right now, it's not bad at all. No, doesn't really pose any issues.
All right. Well, I might be able to let Robbie out then for a little while. Sometime during the show, but keep your animal friends in mind. And the good news is, unless something's changed, the smoke is only happening for today. And then the weather, the air, the wind flow changes again, and we get the onshore flow, and it starts blowing out of here. And so I think by midday tomorrow, it's supposed to be gone. So
okay, I got your air quality here. It's 55, and that's just barely touching the yellow, which is moderate.
Okay. So, all right. So if
you're
Robbie
fine
gets
for
ants,
Robbie.
Ants in his, yeah. Robbie gets ants in his pants, I'll let him outside. He accepted my explanation, is now snoozing at the door of my office here. So if he gets antsy, I'll let him out. So that's good to know. So anyway, just be a little wise. And, you know, the interesting thing that occurred to me, I haven't heard anyone on any of the air quality reports and about the smoke. I didn't hear anybody mentioning, you know, you can wear N95s and you know, protect yourself, masks. And that's how, you know, I learned about N95 masks and all of us here in animal world land. It was before your time, Nathan, but the first time we had major smoke in the state, Mike Roberge was, you know, our production engineer, and Mike educated us all about N95 masks, and he told us all to order them and have them ready for the smoke. And so we all did. And then when years later, you know, the COVID and all of that, all of us that paid attention to Mike about the smoke, we all had N95 masks in our closet. So we were prepared. But I wonder if there's just some people are so burned out on masks because of the whole COVID thing, if they aren't even mask or they aren't even recommending that you do. But I haven't heard anybody say anything about put a mask on. You know,
I don't think the air quality has gotten that low yet to be able to warrant
it. Maybe that's it. Maybe
there
it
are,
just
like, if you are very sensitive, then yes, you should be probably at this time thinking about putting a mask or grabbing it and having it on the ready. But right now, it doesn't pose any threats at all, at least from what it's indicating on the air quality index.
Well, that's good to know. So it sounds like it is not as bad as they had predicted. But if you have to spend time outside, be sure that you have a check. And of course, if your area, if you can smell the smoke and see it, then it's probably not a good thing to be breathing it. All right. You were listening, huh? Okay. I got a golden retriever nose sneaking under the desk, saying, I heard
the
say,
magic words.
He said, I heard Nathan say I could go outside. were you eavesdropping?
Sounds like Abby when we send any indication about going outside. Immediately, she's running downstairs towards the door and giving you those hopeful eyes. Can I please go outside? Please, please, please.
Yeah, so now he's looking at me and saying, well, okay, so get up and let me out. Robbie, you have to wait till we do commercials. Then I will get up and let you out. But I happen to be talking on the radio right now.
Oh. You know,
that's not important.
He just said okay and backed right out.
Animals are getting smarter. I mean, more in line with our communication. You know, the animals are really waking up to our communication, and we're waking up to their communication. So it's been an interesting little alignment that's happening with a lot of these planets going into retrograde or are in retrograde. It's been
had a good communication
to see how
experience.
It's playing out.
Yeah, I would agree with you on the communication stuff, and the channels seem to be clearer. Mm-hmm. But anyway, hopefully what I'm thinking about and the experience that I had, the person will be calling in today so that we'll talk about it then, so I won't talk about it now. And I guess that brings me to the fact that is Natasha Day is here and I'm here, and we will have open phone lines throughout the show, and we try to make phone calls take priority. And so if you have a behavior training or healing question or something you want to chat with me about, you can give us a call. If you have questions for Natasha. If you want to communicate with animals or humans on this side or the other, if you want personal awareness coaching or anything else along those lines, Natasha is here. We won't get to phone calls later in the hour, most likely, but I will give you phone numbers now just in case there's anybody out there that needs to call in soon. And the local number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888-298-5569. And you can send us email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right, and before we get off to chatting about other things, because I got a lot on my list, we need to officially start the show. And if you haven't been here for that, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, we start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers, one for our animal friends and one for us human animals. And then we have a pile of affirmations that I do that you can do along with me and to get ourselves spiritualized up for the day and the week. And whether or not you participate in this part of the show and say the prayers with me and the affirmations is completely up to you. You can opt out if you like. It's not like when we send love all over the place and get on the love train and do our exercise for the day at 10 and 11. Dancing is required. But here, you can opt out if you like. Okay. I'm hearing something's going on in my neighborhood because I'm hearing sirens. Anyway. I am going to start with a prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty, St. Francis of Assisi, peace prayer for us human animals. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty here. Now we will get to the affirmations, and all of them have been contributed by a member of the animal world family in some way, shape, or form. The first one comes from my spiritual family and was so powerful, it completely shifted my life. So I've been sharing it with you since, and many of you reported the same thing. And I say them out loud three times, which you can do along with me or not. Remember that participation is up to you, and you can use them during the week as I do, which I know many of you do because I hear from you. So here we go. Affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, the second affirmation actually comes from Linda Rasmussen, our best and energy codes gal, one of our great healers that's here on the second Sunday of the month. And she often gives, you know, she gives affirmations to the humans she works on to keep the energy going. That's where this one came from, and it ended up being so powerful, we've included it in our group. So here we go with this affirmation. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty. Now, this is the affirmation. This comes from my spiritual family as well, actually the Ananda Institute and the Italian Division. And the one I use to keep myself in the right frame of mind and calling in all the great healing energy and going out with out into public with a feeling of good health and well-being and spreading that around. So here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. Oh, now, its next affirmation comes from Natasha. She kind of tweaks her own version of it here and there, but, you know, I I'm simple. I have to keep it simple. So staying with the original one that I know so well. And three times, here we go. This is one keeps us in balance with all this crazy stuff going on all the time. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, and then we conclude this whole ritual with the Ananda Warriors of Light affirmation. And this is where we spread love and light all over the world. It is so needed everywhere, but I don't know where you want to send in particular when we do this, but doing this in love training, I'm going to be focused on sending it all around our state, the fires in Canada, but especially to Hawaii, to Maui, to Lahaina. There's still so much going on, and I'll tell you what I know about that. Anyway, let's spread the love and the light everywhere, because it's needed everywhere. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. All right, and now to conclude our whole ritual of prayer and affirmation, this is Dr. Nell's contribution, his favorite part. Cross your hands over your chest and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. Alrighty then, we're all cleaned up spiritually, at least for the moment and the day, and carry it through the week. And let's try to stay on time and keep Nathan happy and take care of advertisers. So we'll do that. And then we will continue. And Natasha and I have all kinds of stuff to talk about to get started here. So we'll jump into that pile when we get back. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A-Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/1150KKNW.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World, and we are here until noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, that of course is my spiritual family, and they have the wonderful Blue Lotus Temple and the Yoga Hall in the Canyon Park area of Bothell. The Linwood community and the Ananda Farms on Camino Island, which, of course, it is farm time of the year. And I'm delighted to say they got two new puppies this week, farm puppies. And I'm headed up there tomorrow for educating everybody at the farm and raising up these new pups. So check them out if you want to check out the farm and when they're open and all, where you can find their wonderful produce and all that great stuff. AnandaFarms.com. AnandaFarms.com. And for all the great classes and events at the Blue Lotus Temple and the Yoga Hall, then you can go to AnandaWashington.org. AnandaWashington.org. And let's see. And of course, if you need help with your dog friends, if they're out of control, then you need Aunt Martha. And when I'm not here, I'm being an animal behavior therapist and trainer. Well, I'm that when I'm here too, but I work with people privately in their homes to help them understand their dog friends and teach you how to live with your dog. And I specialize in customized programs. So I teach you what you need to know about dogs, and then we figure out how to customize it to make it work for you and your situation and your dogs. And man, it's challenging, but it's fun, and it's amazing what we do. And the more I do this, it's like, okay, the more challenging the cases get. I get the most bizarre stuff, and I often going into sessions, I have no clue what we're going to do to work things out, but it all works out, and we generally have figured it all out by the time we get done. And the good thing is, or the wonderful thing for sure, is that I typically only see my clients once. Yeah, it's a marathon session, but I give you everything you need and you get free phone follow-up after I see you. And of course, I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. So if you or anybody you know has got issues with their dog friends, I happen to be in pretty good shape and I'm not overbooked, so I can see people in a reasonable period of time. So tell anybody you know has got problems, give me a call. Martha, well, it's Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling, if you care. But phone number is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty then. So, Natasha.
Yes.
I think, weather-wise, let's see, before we get to astrology, let's... weather-wise, we know we got the smoke. You say, Nathan, it might get worse as the day goes on. But
yeah,
then
just taking another
it's blowing
look.
Out of here. You know, I thought last now maybe the report changed because obviously the smoke report changed a little bit from last night till this morning. But as of last night, when I saw the weather report, said we might get blessed with some rain on Tuesday. Is that still in the forecast? Yeah, your face is looking a little weird.
If your might is a 20% chance, then yes, it's... Yeah, it's...
I just want rain.
Might is heavy emphasis on the might, I think. But
yeah, I got...
I do want to go back to the smoke, though, because the haze... Yeah, yeah. I mean, what we have right now is a haze, and it says widespread smoke after 10 a.m., so we could see a jump in... the air quality potentially after 10 a.m. once that smoke rolls in, but we'll keep you posted on that and I'll keep an eye on those numbers.
Okay, well, you let me know if I have to get Robbie back inside, but so far, no, the sun is out,
mm-hmm.
But the sky is hazy, but it's very high up.
Right.
And like I said, there is no any smoke odor where you are, Natasha?
There is a little bit because I can see the haze, you know, with my plants just around my window. Mm-hmm. So it is a little bit thicker here.
Yeah, yeah. So that's up in the Skagit Valley.
Yeah. But we're just getting that fire on Highway 20.
Yeah. Yeah.
Highway 20 just opened up by New Halem. And that's like maybe not even an hour from my house.
So
I'm on Highway 20, you know, just more in town.
Oh, Martha, Robbie should be good until noon outside. It says widespread smoke after noon for the Monroe area. And right, after 10 a.m. Okay. is for the greater Seattle region.
Well, what perfect timing.
Yeah.
Because, of course, well,
shows over,
I'm teasing because at noon then, see, when we finish radio, then I have to do Sunday chores. And that means getting out garbage and recycling and composting, and I have to scoop poop, you know, and I do my, and then taking it, you know, I have to haul everything out to the road, and, you know, so I have to spend some time outside. So, you know, you could hold off till 1 o'clock or something. Could be bad. Anyway, I suppose I can put on a mask if it's really bad or if it's, you know, if I feel something. But I kind of suspect that, you know, that smoke, unless it's really thick and you can smell it, you probably aren't aware that you're breathing bad air.
Yeah, exactly.
You think so? Yeah, you know, mm-hmm. that. So you could be affected and not really realize that you're being so. But if you do have, if you're compromised, respiratory system and so forth, you ought to avoid going out. And it does sound like it's, as of 10 a.m. this morning, it's getting worse, right?
Yes. Okay. In a Seattle area, then it expands from there.
And then it sounds like more of the same and maybe a raindrop on Tuesday, but doesn't look like I can look forward to my trees getting a good drink.
The amount of rain in the forecast, it's not going to impact anything that's going on right now, I don't think.
Yeah, because that's other. I think today's my watering day. We're on water restrictions too, so, and have been for a while, and so I try to cooperate with that when I can. But I think it maybe I have to water too. So looks like just, you know, sunshine and dry for the rest of the week. So keep everybody watered out there, and remember, probably not a good idea to take your dog friends with you in the car with these temperatures we've got going on. Okie dokie. So, Natasha,
yes,
since you seem to know more about astrology than any of the rest of us around here, have we got anything?
Well, I know
going
how it's
on?
Playing out. I know how it's playing out, and I know how my sessions are going. So,
anything we need to be aware of astrologically right now?
Well, we're going into seven planets being in retrograde by the end of September.
Oh, well, that sounds like fun.
But I'm going to tell you, though, this has been one of the most magical times, this retrograde, for me personally, because I have been willing to work with the energies that are coming to me. Uh-huh. So, like, for me, you know, like, I could tell what Mercury in retrograde was going to be about, communication, because Venus and Mercury in retrograde, it's going to be really about communication and what words we use. And I've really been noticing that the universe is saying, Natasha, you got to stay on the 50-yard line. You can't get off in the 49 and you can't go into the 51. You need to really clean up your communication and know how to negotiate with the world, because you are responsible for communicating. And so with that, the universe has been really telling me, by showing me people getting in my life, telling me, Natasha, even though you're just waking up, do you realize what you're saying? You know, and things like that. So listening to the universe and saying, you know, what is it here to teach me? you know, is a great way to negotiate a lot of these negotiations. Because like Venus right now is really working on our old story. And you know, how are we working through that old story? So the Mercury coming in is, how are we working with our old story? So be careful of the emails and just saying, oh, I just send out emails left and right and I don't really care. Well, it's time to care. You know, it's really time to take care of your texts that you send out. Like we were just talking about the text that I sent you about my new podcast. Uh-huh. Well, I didn't capitalize what my podcast was. So you didn't get the clear communication that I was trying to tell you.
No, I totally misunderstood the message.
Exactly.
I mean, not totally misunderstood, but I mean, I misunderstood a critical part of the message.
Exactly. So there again, I was not communicating the way that it was appropriate to have you get the clearer message.
So well, it made sense to you, but when you, you know, yeah. So I guess you have to look at it from both ways.
Exactly.
You know?
It was, I was responsible for slowing down and make sure that I had what needed to be capitalized, right? And then Pluto has been in Mercury in retrograde, and it's about reclaiming your inner power. You know, what am I telling myself? Where am I going with my inner story? And it's taking back that inner power that we have. And so look at how the universe has been saying, it's time to stand up and say our truths. You know, like I was having a conversation with somebody about how I negotiate my health, you know, that it's not the same way that other people want it. But I had to stand up and say, this is what feels right to me. And I have to listen to that. And so with that it is that balance. And then Saturn is about the inner healing. It's that inner, it's what about our old beliefs? So a lot of us are probably going through a lot of realigning our belief system. You know, whose truth am I really speaking? I know I've had that story with a lot of my sessions is, you know, who's talking? Is this your mom talking? Is this your grandfather talking? Is this a church that you grew up in talking? Remembering that those are all okay, but check in to see how are they overpowering what you're thinking? How are they over talking you when you're talking about what you believe in? You know, it's a story about who we are and what we're doing, and we got to find our own truths, you know, and then discern, oh, I like that old belief system. Yeah, I can put that in as my own belief. Or how can we negotiate a lot of that story? So Neptune here is about, it's a great time for healing. I've done some tremendous past life healing work in there again, cleaning up, you know, is it your great grandmother's shame that you're still holding on to that has been brought down line for who you are? A lot of us are carrying our parents, grandparents, a lot of our family line of shame, guilt, and self-belief about how we don't deserve to be beautiful. We don't deserve to be shining our light, you know, that we need to be dimmed down. And then Jupiter is going to be coming into retrograde on the 5th. And that's about our self-worth. It's that, what are we doing? And, you know, it's that, how can we do things, but do one step at a time? It's not about the bigger picture of trying to get everything done. Like if you're going to clean out your closet, pick one shirt to look at, not the whole pile of shirts, right? So get into that one step I've been telling people, take your foot off the gas pedal. You know, it's not about rushing through it. It's not about going at 80 miles an hour anymore. It's about being able to walk from one room to the other room and walk and see what's actually in between those rooms. You know, slow down a little bit. Take your time and know that everything is worthy of honoring it. And then we have Uranus that is going in retrograde on the 28th, and it's about breaking free of our stagnicity. You know, like I have been having a conversation with my husband about, even though we're going to go into the fall time, but what can we do to take walks on Saturday when the weather's okay? What can we do to you know, break free of a lot of our old stagnant sit on the couch when we come home from work? You know, it's like, can we play cards? Can we get up and maybe do some yoga? Can we, you know, do some of those things that move us instead of being stagnant in old beliefs? And so that's kind of the theme of what's going to be happening is that, how can we break out of our old stagnant knowings to move into a more enlightened spirit realm that we are supposed to be in. You know, listen to the animals that are trying to communicate. Like I had a cat fight right before I came on air. So I'm looking at what cat represents and how everybody was stepping into each other's boundaries. They were fighting about it, right? So how can we clarify our boundaries, clarify our spiritual beliefs to be our better enlightened self? But doing it with kindness, love for ourselves and others is the trick.
All right. Wonderful. So we're all caught up astrologically.
And I hope it made sense because it's a little untangling. You know,
well, the good news is sometimes, you know, you have to ruminate with these things or hear it more than once. But you can do that here with Animal World because the shows are archived. So if you go to the Animal World website, that's MarthaNorwalk.com. There's a link on the homepage. This is audio archives. And you can't do it now because we're in the middle of the show. But sometime this afternoon, this show will be up on that page and you can listen to the first hour again and hear all the astrological stuff again, or you can remember that it's there on the third Sunday of this month. And so if, you know, a week from now or 2 weeks from now you're thinking what the heck is going on, you can come back and listen to what Natasha had to say.
It's really a time to really look into being willing to be a little bit shaken up in order to see, oh, I do need to talk about my communication, don't I? Okay, yeah, that didn't feel good, but yet I'm willing to look at it. So it's that story. That's that story. Be willing.
All right,
to
now
be
I don't
vulnerable.
Want to forget it because I was reminded. I already forgot it, and now I was reminded again when Natasha was talking, because I started to tell you why we didn't go to the studio this week, and we're zooming in. Stacy's not here because she couldn't come in because of the 405 shutdown. And I was thinking, well, Natasha and I'll go in. And then I talked to Natasha and found out that we have a birthday in the family.
We do.
Not really our family. We have a birthday in Natasha's family. So you mentioned your husband in that. Mm-hmm. So I figured that opens the door. Do we all get to wish a happy birthday to your husband today? Oh, Nathan's ready. I love those jingle cats. So the jingle cats for Natasha's husband. And
Thank you. Remind
everybody what's his name so everybody can think
of
him.
It's Rick. And actually, it's my mom's birthday today, too. And she has been gone. Let's see. My kid is 24 years old. So 23 years ago, she passed. So, now it's her birthday, too. So, Mom, happy birthday. Love you.
Happy birthday, Natasha's mom. And happy birthday, Rick.
Yes.
So Natasha's going to be celebrating husband's birthday later today. And so that's why she's, you know, had to zoom in. So figured, well, there's no reason for me to go down and get stuck in traffic and so forth. So that's why we're all zooming today. And thanks to the Jingle Cats, happy birthday to Rick and Natasha's mom. And so let's see, you said 21 years ago she passed? 23 years ago. So that would be 2020. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. My mom passed in 2002. So that's why I was trying to say how. Anyway. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The days we go through, right?
Yeah. And as we say, I think now is a good time to change subjects temporarily. I still have a list of stuff we need to go to. Oh, except that Nathan's reminding me to look at the clock. It's time to take care of advertisers for the last time in this hour. And then, as promised, phone calls take priority. And I'm delighted to say we could have something other special to celebrate. We haven't with our first phone call, and the communication thing. I told you, Natasha, that I had with an animal. That phone call's coming up. So Natasha's going to be able to clarify some things for us, we hope. Cool. Anyway, we are going to take care of advertisers. Remember, it is the most important part of the show. So please listen, pay attention, support them, and thank them. And when we come back, we're going to the phones. We got a little surprise for you. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Giving local voices a chance to shine. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful healer, Dr. Nels Rasmussen. You know, he's made his big move to Idaho, and but he said he's back in business already and can work with you on Zoom or over the phone. And he always does a free telephone evaluation if you'd like to know if he feels like he can help you, your animal friends. And the best way to contact him is go through his website, healingministryforanimals.com. There's a contact link you can fill out. Tell him you'd like to talk with him. He'll arrange a phone call. And we got a great follow-up about Stacy's dog from last week, and we'll get to that after our first phone call. Anyway, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, you can shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And, of course, we heard from our wonderful, our premier sound healer, of the Northwest, and that would be Jude Ponton at the Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. And I always tell you that the Whispering Dragon Center is in her home now, and you got to get in there and experience the gongs and the acutonic forks and all that wonderful stuff. And Jude can work with you in person at the Whispering Dragon Center or remotely. But here comes the surprise. Remember, phone calls take priority, so we're going to head to our first phone call. And I realize this is a big deal. hearing her voice on the air again. We're going to welcome to the show our wonderful sound healer, Jude Potten from Shoreline. Good morning, Jude, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha and Natasha and Nathan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, it's so great to hear your voice and have you back on the air with us. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's fun to be here.
All righty. You know, of course, are the one I'm always talking about at the Whispering Dragon Center. And that, of course, is where you're calling us from.
Yep.
And it would be real easy to just go off and talk about acutonics and the gongs and all that sort of thing. But I know there's another reason why you're calling us today. So let's take advantage of the time we have left here. And you've got a kitty friend we want to talk about, right?
Yes, it's my moon pie friend. And actually, I had texted you because, so what had been happening, she's...
Okay, let's just tell everybody, catch everybody now. Moon Pie is your cat, and you have two animals. You have Shanti, black standard poodle, and you have Moon Pie, who is a black and white tuxedo kitty. And you and Paul, you rescued her. How many years have you had Moon Pie?
Probably four now.
I thought it'd been maybe longer than that.
Maybe five.
So you've had a number of years you've had her, and you rescued her from a local rescue. And when you rescued her, you know, she seemed like, you know, a nice kitty, and you brought her home. But it turned out once you got her home, it became very apparent that she was quite feral and very difficult to handle. And she reclused a lot, and gosh, couldn't even pick her up or touch her. Anyway, a very, very, challenging integration and very, very slow adapting. And, in your old location, you know, she just really didn't integrate with the whole environment or the dog. But that was a previous dog. Now in your new, your home in Shoreline, it's a different physical layout, and it's a house, not a condo, and she really has been blossoming more and a lot more integration and a lot more bonded with you and handling and so forth. Anyway, I think that kind of catches us up. So Natasha, she obviously must have, you know, a wild or feral background. I don't know if they told you anything about her, Jude, when you rescued her. Did they know her background when you got her?
Well, they got her from a shelter in California. And what they gave me was a letter that ostensibly came from the people who rescued she and her other feral brothers and sisters. But the letter described a cat that was not this cat. It talked about how she, you know, might be a little shy, but she'd been around other cats and dogs and children and probably would just integrate right away. And it's like you read the letter and you met the cat and you went, wait a minute, there's a disconnect here somewhere. Because nice. I couldn't even pet this cat for a year. I sat outside of a closet with tuning forks and bowls and talked to her. So clearly there was something that went on for her that was very traumatic. And over time, she got more and more relaxed, and then we could pet her. You still can't pick her up. She doesn't like that. But she, you know, and then, you know, after everything that happened, she bonded to me a little bit more. I think she was really helping me. And then when we moved here to this house, she really came out of herself, and she's been coming out, and she's been sleeping with me, which has really, really been so helpful. It's very, you know, night times are difficult. And she is really soothing. She comes up and curls up and it, you know, grounds me and everything. And once in a while I have to call her to come, but she would come. And so in the last week or so, I had to call her more. And then, like a couple of, in last week, she just wouldn't come. And I talked to her and, you know, told her how much I appreciated her coming and, you know, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. And it was hot. So I thought, you know, well, maybe it's the heat. But it was cooler in the part of the house that I was in than in the one that she was staying in. So I didn't know. And I sort of wasn't coming
She stopped coming out and sleeping with you at night.
Right. And she stopped.
And you really missed that.
Coming out during the day as much either.
And yeah, so anyway, her patterns really shifted and she just wasn't really participating.
Right.
And she wasn't. And yeah.
Well, so I texted you yesterday, right? Because.
Because then I was in to see you on Friday.
Right.
And so normally, Natasha, when I'm there, when we get done and Jude's done working on me and I get ready to leave, it's usually about dinner time for her animals. And so Moon Pie comes down the hall and she knows who I am now. And, you know, and she'll come up now and I'll stick my finger down and she pokes my finger with her nose so I can actually get a little touch and talk to that sort of thing. So this Friday, Jude had told me what was going on with her. And so when I was leaving, Moon Pie came down the hall and I just went over and she was as friendly with me as she always has been, even a little more so, and came right up and had a longer little nose poke. So I just started talking to her, Natasha. And I just told her, I said, you know, now Moon Pie, what's up with this? Not coming out to sleep with Jude. And I just said something along the lines of, it's really important that you come out and sleep with your mom. She really loves that. And it helps her feel better. And then I said, my Sophie's a tuxedo kitty too. So I said, my Sophie, I said, Sophie sleeps with me. Sophie sleeps on me. And I love that. You need to start sleeping with your mom again because she misses you and that's your job. So, come on out, sleep with your mom. So anyway, I remember at that time talking to her, Natasha, I felt a really strong connection, which I don't always feel. You know, sometimes I feel like it's in one ear, out the other.
Okay?
But I felt a really strong connection. Now, I just dismissed it, said, all right. And then off I went home. So then Jude texted me yesterday, I think.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. You texted me yesterday and said something to the effect of, well, Moon Pie came out last night and slept with me. And she's starting to come out a little more. And then, so your text was along the lines of, well, so I don't know if this is because you talked to her and she got it, or because it's been hot and now it's a little cooler and she's coming back out and all of that. And I had said, my response back was, well, it's probably both, but we were already considering, you know, Jude calling in today to get your take on this, Natasha. And then I said, you know, and even if she comes out and sleeps with you again last night, let's have you call in anyway, because any insight we can get from Natasha is just going to help us understand better, and that you could confirm, Natasha, whether my communication really got through and if that made a difference, or, you know, what's kind of going on with her that might help us, you know, prevent her from tuning out again, or, you know, just help her more in the future. So did she hear me, Natasha? Was she listening?
Yes. Well, and fact, what I'm getting is that we got to remember that there was a powerful new moon Thursday. I know for me that right before that moon, it was like trudging through a lot of old stories. And it was almost like, it's almost like a farmer's, tilling up the ground, you know. And I can witness that there was a lot of other people doing the same thing. And that other people is our four-leggers, our no-leggers, our winged ones, you know. And so there's been a lot of this reevaluating our old story. And what I got was that she went somewhere in her knowings back. She went back into her reclusiveness. And the communication, Martha, that you had said, wait a minute, that doesn't need to happen anymore. You know, let's move you forward. So she did hear. So with that.
So did she sleep with you last night again, Jude? Or?
Yeah, she did.
Ah, okay, yeah. Good. So she came to it. Right.
Yeah. So right. She now, got.
Time out. Because I've got to, unfortunately, we have to stay on time and we're at the top of the hour. So, Jude, have you got time to hang with us over the top of the hour so we can pick this conversation up on the other side?
I can. I'll negotiate with Shanti, who wants me to take her out. But I
well, can you, you could Well, she could go out in the backyard for it, because we've got what we'll do is we close out this hour and then we do the love train. So we got to get up and dance and do our exercising and spread the love and light all over the world. So you've got, you know, 6 minutes or 6 or 7 minutes if you want to take time to take Shanti out to potty or something. So okay. Why don't let's put Jude on hold. We'll get ready for the love train, and then we'll pick up this conversation on the other side of the hour. But how great. She slept with Jude again last night, and the communication's working, but I can't wait to hear some of this other stuff, because it sounds like maybe, you know, there's transitions going on for all of us, and I'm really interested to go into that more. So now remember, the love train is coming up. And dancing is required, okay? But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere, or get up on your feet and join me. I'll cruise through and pick you up. And we're going to spread that love and light all over the planet. It's needed everywhere. But let's focus on our own state, Washington and Canada. The fires around us. Let's move the smoke out, put the fires out, and then let's send all that love and light to Lahaina and Maui. And boy, do the animals need our support. I'll tell you about that. So send to the animals and everybody, Lahaina and Maui. Alrighty. So I energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. And so here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.